Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We are on our very special. We've been doing this on Tuesday nights live at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time with a good friend of ours, Ken Nielsen. We've been doing the Count on the Truth radio show. Now, the way this whole thing got started is Ken has been a customer of mine for a long time. And as he started building another portion of his business, we were talking a little bit, and he says, you know, I really want to get the word out. We're really doing some really great things. And I said, you know, what we should do is let's do a radio show and, you know, a few other things as well. And as we started to do the radio shows, one of the things we showed him how to do is a cool website. So if you go to countonthetruth.com, and there's no tricky spellings here. It's just countonthetruth.com. If you go there, you'll be able to see a website that he's kind of building to kind of help complement some of the things he's working on over here. But I said, you know, part of the challenges is or are in relative to home-based businesses, a lot of people just do the wrong thing. So if we can help people kind of learn the right thing to do, whether it's in, you know, finance, like business and economics and building a home-based business and learning the technology and all that sort of stuff, if we can just kind of show them the right thing to do, then they have a better chance of becoming more successful. So one of the things that I've learned about this industry, if you work really hard and you're doing the right things long enough consistently, success will be yours. Now, the degree of the success might have some determinations, but success will be yours if you do the right things long enough and consistently. The challenge is always going to be, what is it that you're going to do? So we're kind of teaching as we're having this little radio show for some people that might be listening in, just to kind of give you an insight of what it would be like to work with Ken. And, of course, if you're working with Ken, you're also kind of working with us on the stuff that we do, helping people build home-based businesses so you have a fighting chance at becoming successful in your home-based business. So the first thing I want to do is not ignore our guest speaker. His name is Ken Nielsen. So, Ken, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hey, Peter. Great to be connected again, and I'm not too worried this time going around. It sounds like we got things figured out. So it's not one of those hit and miss, or we're not sure if the connection is going to work, because I think that's all set up and we're ready to go. If you can hear me and I can hear you, I think that's a good thing. Go ahead.
All the techie challenges are behind us. We use a platform that occasionally, like with every technology, has some challenges, and they had a challenge over the last week or so, but they've smoothened all that stuff out. We're good to go, and we're up and running. Matter of fact, we recently did a radio show with a gentleman who was known as the FDA Dragon Slayer. His name is Jonathan Emord, and a little shout-out for Jonathan. He's running for U.S. Senator over in the state of Virginia, and he has single-handedly, as a constitutional attorney, done a whole bunch of things to be able to help, you know, people in home-based businesses with health freedom and all kinds of choices to make sure that we hold on to the republic that we currently have. And the reason why I say that is because these radio shows are picked up and rebroadcast, and there's a pretty good possibility you might be listening in now as a result of a radio show you might have heard on Building Fortunes Radio with Jonathan Emord as a state senator. So Jonathan and I go way back in the home-based business arena. He actually spoke for us at a luncheon when I became president of an organization called the Distributor Rights Association. And not to bore you with the background with that, but Jonathan is a really great guy. If you go to emord4va.com, you'll see where he's running for state senator. And you might say, well, where does that kind of fit into here? Well, if you're going to count on the truth, you have to deal with people that know the Constitution, that know what they're doing, that have legal advice. He's a constitutional attorney, but he also knows medical stuff because he's been fighting for nutritional supplements and things like that for a really long time. And you need people like that in your corner because they're fighting in the same direction that you are towards health choices, you know, political choices, all those types of things. And I think it's kind of important that you align yourself with those right people. So when you're working with Ken, you're indirectly working with us as well. And when you're working with us, you're working with these types of things. And I mention that because we put Jonathan off 1 week because they were having some technical difficulties. We just did that radio show this Sunday. So it's a great thing, and you can always hear it on Building Fortunes Radio. So, Ken, just a little bit of a side note, but the reason why I mention that is important because if you're looking for a count on the truth, you want access to people that do these types of things. So back to you.
No, fantastic. Absolutely correct. And I'm glad that you brought that up so that we could put that out there for those that might be listening. And, of course, my goal here is, like we had mentioned, I want people to know where knowledge meets action, and your actions today determines your tomorrow. So let's get you where you want to be and where you deserve to be. So we got to point you in the right direction and put you on the right path. So that's what we're going to try and do. And I know some of the things, the key points of last week, we were talking about a gentleman, and I think you mentioned his first name, Warren. He was in Columbus, Ohio, and I think you mentioned the company was P.F. Collier. Does that sound correct?
It sure does. Yep. So okay. Warren Fishman was his last name. And I don't – if he's around, he's still around. But he was an encyclopedia branch manager, if you will, in Columbus, Ohio, and it was for a company called P.F. Collier. P.F. Collier was a competitor, if you will, to Britannica, if you're familiar with Britannica. And one of my friends from my vacuum cleaner business actually took over being the president of P.F. Collier. He ran North America, and he asked me to run an office for him in Chicago. And he says, I want you to go down to Columbus, work with Warren, so you could see what it's like see an encyclopedia presentation, see what an office looks like, because it's hard to duplicate something if you've never seen it before. So that's what I did. And I learned a lot from Warren. In the brief period of time I worked with him, I learned a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I was pretty impressed by the fact that he'd come up with kind of those three steps. Number one is your education level. Number two is what you do to make money. And then three, who you marry. And that kind of determines where you really end up or how successful you can be or going to be. And so when I had mentioned the fact that there was this little sign up on the grade school where it says, you learn, you lead, succeed, and I thought, you know, there's no education on as far as how you make your money work for yourself and you create time freedom and financial freedom, even at the higher education levels. And then I found out about somebody by the name of Peter Mingles who was teaching at the Chicago of Illinois or University of Chicago at Illinois, and they were teaching marketing, network marketing, home-based business industry. And I told myself, this must be – this guy's got to be a cool dude to actually be teaching people that this is really a viable way to set yourself free or have – of course, they call them a side hustle nowadays, but have a second income, an income that can actually outperform your regular income and change your whole perspective of what's available out there and what you can do with these people that have an insider's knowledge to creating these businesses and their compensation plans, how you get rewarded, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, very impressed by that, and it was even funner when I finally got to actually meet you, Peter.
There you go. That's true. So the cool thing about Dr. King is I met him when I was seriously thinking about taking a look at network marketing and home-based businesses as a career. Now, I was in my 30s at the time, and so that tells you it's been a long time ago. And by the way, Dr. Charles passed away a couple of years ago. He was the director of marketing or professor of marketing over at that University of Chicago at Illinois. They have lots of campuses, and he was over in Chicago in Oak Brook. But anyway, so I met Dr. Charles, and the reason why I met him was I could not afford to make a mistake. I had just moved down to Florida with my family, and I was unemployed, you know, by choice. I moved from Chicago down here to Florida where I am now, and I wanted to do something with a home-based business, and I realized that I probably need to find somebody that can give me some academic verification of, is this MLM thing a real industry? Like, can you really make it a career? So I called him up. I was doing a couple of meetings over in Wisconsin because I was working with a group of people, and they said, well, I called him up, and he says, listen, I'm in Wheaton, Illinois, and why don't you kind of drive by, sit with me for a little bit? I said, I certainly will. So I told Dr. Charles I would literally pay him basically whatever he asked to give me the real truth and direction about MLM, because I said, either I'm going to pay you as a consultant or I'm going to pay way more in mistakes. And I don't have the money to throw away, and I don't have the time to throw away, so I'd rather pay you whatever you ask me as a consultant. But be kind. He said he kind of thought that was kind of a neat approach, and he says, you know, we're doing this seminar. Why don't you come to the seminar and bring your friend, because I was working with a gentleman that was interested in coming along with me as well. So that's what we did. We went to his university certification course. It was a weekend course, and got a certificate from it as well. And whatever it cost me, $1,000 for the tickets or whatever it was, and the rooms and the hotels, it was certainly worth the investment. But I got a chance to sit with a few hundred like-minded people, and they graduated from that course. And then after I left, one of his students, and by the way, I met all the icons, you know, all the people that were super duper successful, the lawyers, you know, people like Jeffrey Babner, Michael Sheffield, who ran like Sheffield Resources, still does, puts together all the compensation plans for a lot of different people. I met Keith Lagos, who ran Moneymakers Monthly or the Network Marketing Business Journal, which it eventually became, and a whole bunch of other people as well. Mark Yarnell, his wife Rainey, they were making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month with Nu Skin. And then after I graduated, went back, did my own thing, one of his students found out I was doing something with leads, called Dr. Charles, and he said, Dr. Charles, Peter's doing something with leads and lead generation, and you don't teach that at all at the university. You teach a whole bunch of other stuff, but then we're kind of left hanging. You know, we have to do what we have to do. And one thing that I forgot to mention in my little story here is when I went to Dr. Charles as a student, one of the things that he said that really rattled me, he said, you know, the biggest challenge with MLM is, and you know, everybody's trying to figure it out, is that upline trains downline. And I said, huh, I don't get it. Like, wait a minute, I'm an upline. And I kind of resent that. But then I looked around, and I looked at the other people at the course, and then I looked at some of the things I saw that were being trained in the industry, and I said, you know, Dr. Charles, you're exactly right. I had a background in sales management. I had been area VP in that company, Electrolux. I ran some stuff for P.F. Collier as well. I was honed. I had, 13, 15 years of, you know, everyday practical living experience. Just like anybody else, like if you're a mechanic and you work in a shop for 15 years, you know everything there is to know about, you know, being in that shop. Well, I said, I know a lot of stuff about this. I still have to learn the MLM side of it, but I understand what you're talking about. So I kind of encapsulated that, and I said, you know, you're absolutely right. But anyway, so back to my story about me. He called me up and he says, you know, Peter, we're not training anything on lead generation. It is really crucial. Would you like to be an instructor? And of course, you know, there was a nanosecond delay. And I said, of course I would. So then I went back every year that he did it, where we added, you know, other people as well, people like Tim Sales, who did a great job with other things. And some people came and some people left and all that sort of stuff. But I was an instructor, and I can sincerely say I always did the course. So even though as a teacher, I always sat in the course and did the course, got the certificate and the pictures to prove it. So I think, Ken, I am the most certified network marketer in the world today, only because I was an instructor. I went back every year, and I took the course. And I say that somewhat, you know, tongue-in-cheek, but sincerely, I went back in there because I was very interested in learning my trade. And I realized that if you're going to be successful, you have to learn from people that are doing it, have done it before, and have the knowledge at many different levels and resources at many different levels to be able to help you become successful. Now, here's the cool thing. When they're working with you, Ken, and if they're working with you and then subsequently also working with us, they get a lot of this information that's decades old and at no charge. So the good thing for them is this is all kind of for free. And you might say, well, why do you do it for free? And the answer is, well, because we can, number one. Number two, we have a vested interest in your level of success. And number three, it's kind of like our human nature. We just love to help people. And a lot of people love to help people, but just like the Dr. Charles slogan a little bit earlier, sometimes, you know, uplines doing things that don't make any sense and that almost guarantees someone's failure. They love to do, they love to help people too, but you have to help people doing the right things. So you got to do the right things long enough and consistently, working with the right people, and then your chances for success are more guaranteed than less guaranteed. So I kind of blabbered on for a little bit. I'll let you carry on, or you tell me if we should run our commercial break, and then you got the second half. So you ready for a commercial break first?
No, I'll just make a quick comment because
sure.
Those are some great insights, just absolutely fantastic. And I think about somebody else. You started mentioning a few names there, and the one that comes to my mind just real quick for people is Jim Rohn. And his thing was, he goes, normal or a formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. And in one of his presentations along with that, he said profits are better than wages, and then he explains why and what he means by that. So Jim Rohn was definitely an inspiration to a huge amount of people that were building their businesses. In fact, I still have cassette tapes. If you're going to try and date me, there you go. You can use that to date me, because when we would sign somebody up and they became one of our team members, we would send them that tape, and that always helped them to kind of see the other side of what was really happening in the industry and what the possibilities were. So, but then, anyways, we'll talk a little bit more about education and what you've got to do to kind of find out. It's up to you to do your homework, and when you do your homework, you're really going to be amazed at what the possibilities and options are. So, but we'll get back to that. So we can go ahead and take a break, and then I think some fun stuff for you on the other side.
Excellent.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Ken Nielsen. We're talking about countonthetruth.com. We have a radio show segment on this. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/countonthetruth, you'll be able to hear this all over again. But you can also see some of the links if you go to countonthetruth.com. So Ken's posting some really great articles over there as well. You'll see his contact information as well as some other things there. So one thing that I just want to kind of finish off the last segment with is, many people have never heard of Jim Rohn, so I'd have to share with you. You have to spell his name R-O-H-N, and he's passed as well. So he lived a long and industrious career as a motivational speaker. But a lot of people also don't realize that he did a lot of motivational speaking for a network marketing company called Herbalife. So Herbalife was his kind of like favorite one. I'm going to say that. He won't say that. But he did a lot of work for Herbalife, and then did a lot of work in direct sales and network marketing and all over the place as well. So one of the best philosophizers of the planet was Jim Rohn for many people. If you started off your day listening to something from Jim Rohn, you started off your day a good way. So back to you.
Yeah, he's got just some fantastic stuff. And that's why I say people just kind of need to do a little bit of their homework. And if they don't have time to be looking all over the place, they can come to us, go to Count on the Truth, and we'll steer them the right direction so they don't take too much of their time going down the wrong path. Last week when we were talking about franchising, which creates time and financial freedom, because you're leveraging your time and you're leveraging the ability to make more money, I thought about some of the things that I had said to a couple of people after we'd had that particular segment of the show. And I said, you know what's even better than a franchise, because of everything that it takes and how much money you have to have up front just to even get things going and be associated with a particular company, the best thing you could do is find a home-based business get involved and get going because of all the advantages. And I'll just throw it out there real quick. For example, you don't have a warehouse, you don't have inventory, you don't have to do employees with the payrolls. Everything is taken care of. Basically, what you're doing is promoting your products and services through the company that you decided to join. And that's where you really have to do your homework because at some point you're probably going to have to find out a little bit about the ownership and the management from that particular company because there are some crazy things that some of the owners decide to do. And I say that because there's a lot of people that I know that have been involved, and then the next thing you know, they're making X amount of dollars on a weekly, a monthly basis, and the owner comes in and halves their pay, and you're like, what? I thought this was supposed to be increasing as time goes on, not decreasing. So sometimes it's good to do a little bit of homework, and we know who those people are, those companies are, and so we hopefully can, like I say, steer people the right direction. One of the things that I just want to throw in, it's kind of a side note, Peter, is when I got my windshield repair with Troy and his company that he had franchised, just around the corner was the Honda shop where we used to go. And, of course, I was at the time I was with a friend of mine that had come from California to go to school, and he wanted to buy a Honda franchise because that's what we did. We were racing motocross, and we were involved with motorcycles and you know, you eat, sleep, and drink that kind of stuff. But while I was in the Honda shop one day, I actually had the chance to meet somebody who's definitely living on the edge. His name is Robbie Knievel, son of Evil Knievel. And I got to meet him and talk to him. Really, he was eccentric in the fact that he had sometimes his imagination was a little bit too creative. But the reason he was there, they were talking about doing a promotion for this particular Honda shop, and he was going to set up a way that he would set up these ramps and do a jump for them and, of course, be televised or at least be put on the news, et cetera, et cetera. But it was so wild, and I know there's not very many people that know about this, but he was actually going to jump his motorcycle over. There's a connection with I-15, and then you have what is referred to the transition from I-15 to I-80, which takes you east towards Wyoming and then into the Midwest, and all the big truckers drive that thing. But he was going to jump Interstate I-80 on his motorcycle. And I thought, that is one of the craziest things I've ever heard of, because when you – it's one thing that I'll relate that to just one more story that he did, which was crazy. But it's one thing to jump and know where you're going to land, where you jump and then you can't see a blind landing, and that's exactly what this was. So it was definitely extremely dangerous and difficult, and it reminded me, and I thought, well, what else is he going to do that's so crazy? But he had a stunt that was called building-to-building death jump, and that was a 130-foot gap between the two 13-story Jockey Club towers in Las Vegas. And I remember seeing that on TV. I go, wait a minute. You're not even on the ground. You're 13 stories high, and you're going to jump from the roof of one building that's 13 stories high to another roof that's 13 stories high. And if you mess up in the least little bit, it's over for you. That's the bottom line. So they called it, and he was talking to – he had an interview with a gentleman by the name of Adam Carolla. And he was talking about what was the scariest jump that he had ever done. And even when he jumped the Grand Canyon, as compared to this gap between those two buildings in Las Vegas, he said that was the scariest. And they had to put up a barrier with hay bales and that type of stuff. So after he had made the jump and tried to brake and slow down, he didn't go driving off the roof and then off the other side. So, but the point here, other than being crazy stuff, he says, you know, before my dad did the Caesar Palace jump and got hurt down there, he says, you know, with this Adam Carolla doing the interview, he said, we were just trailer trash. We were like everybody else. And I thought, man, that's a little, that seems a little intense to call yourself trailer trash. But he says, after his dad made that jump and broke about every bone in his body, he says, they went from being nobodies to doing yachts, jets, and Ferraris. And that crash put them on the map, and they had more people calling them to find out what they were going to do in their future and how this all played out and sponsors. And it was crazy. So from trailer trash to yachts, jets, and Ferraris. And it's amazing what some people have to do or what we have to do to finally get noticed or get that notoriety when it's really as simple as just having a home-based business. And you can change yourself or change your situation financially in a hurry. It's not going to take you to have to be out there thinking you got to be some daredevil doing something extremely crazy, although that does help. So the home-based business industry is just it's waiting for you. It's there. We've got the information. We've got everything that you need to know to send you in the right direction. In fact, I'll just throw this out real quick. Some people say a $10 home business can't work for you. Well, I've got something that might really surprise them if they're just listening. I set it up so if they want to go to www.applyforsuccess.com, the four is the number four, so it's www.applyforsuccess.com, and that'll just give you an idea of a marketing option that you get. It's free, and it'll tell you about the home-based business that's involved and who's doing it and why it'll work for you. So there's something that hopefully it'll catch your attention. But I thought I'd throw that side note in there with Robbie Knievel, because that's just amazing how the family went from being nobodies to being some of the biggest names in the history of actually, you know, motorcycles, et cetera, but what it took for them to make it big is, and it's definitely not something that I would want to do to have to do that, Peter. So it's a lot easier than what people think, and it's a lot easier what they had to do, if you know what I'm saying.
Without a doubt, absolutely. Well, we're almost done. So we'll cover some other topics next time on Building Fortress Radio. So you want to go back to countonthetruth.com. That's the website. And buildingfortressradio.com/countonthetruth if you want to go directly to hear these radio shows all over again. And, Ken, you got about a minute or so? I'll let you wrap it up.
Well, we'll do what we can. It's amazing how fast this time can go by.
It's fast.
But, again, like I said, you know, it's the bottom line is, you know, formal education will make you a living, but self-education will make you a fortune. And the bottom line is what we're trying to do here is, again, steer people in the right direction. And we've got some other fun stories that actually we'll throw in there with some of the celebrities that we have met along the way. But the bottom line is, and as we always say, if you can't count on the truth, Peter, what can you count on?
Right. Yep. And you got to talk to people who are going to shoot you straight. So thanks for being here, everybody, on Building Fortunes Radio. We're going to catch everybody next week. And next week, when we come back, maybe I'll share a story of something that I learned of how to help you see that MLM or network marketing and working with Ken specifically might be the best option that you have. So there's a little thing that I learned a long time ago. You're only as free as your options. We'll talk about a little exercise you'll be able to do. Probably want to grab a piece of paper with you, and we'll talk about that. And it'll take about, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes for me to go through it with you. But this is what I went through, you know, 100 years ago when I was in direct sales, and really helped me understand why at that time direct sales and direct sales management was the best option for me. And I don't know how I can say this any more sincerely. They didn't give me the option of MLM. So it stopped at direct sales and direct sales management. But by the time we're done, I'll show you that the options that you have with working with Ken might be the best option that you have and maybe one of the only options that you have with the situation you might be in right now to be able to become successful financially as well as other things. So we'll speak, everybody, next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone. Thanks,
Peter.
Ken.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Hold on a second. I stopped. I started the intro too quick. You said something. What was that?
No, I just said, you said 100 years ago. Are you sure it's that long ago?
It felt that way. It feels that way. Well, we'll catch everybody next week.
All right.
I'm Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.